which gospel? And today we want to continue talking about the gospel that is holistic, or holistic gospel. Now, in our first session, we shared that the centrality, the core of the gospel is Jesus Christ. And we gave you many examples from the scriptures regarding that. And we have to look at what gospel did Jesus preach when he was on the earth to understand what I mean by saying holistic. Now, Jesus began ministry by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 4 verse 17, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Even Matthew 4 23, and in Luke 4 43, he said to them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also." And this is what he said, "Because for this purpose I have been sent." So he qualified why he has been sent by the Father, and one of the reasons was to preach the kingdom of God. Remember that when we use the word gospel, we said it is good news or glad tidings. So basically, when Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, it was good news of the kingdom of God. The disciples also preach the gospel of the kingdom. Even Philip in Acts 8 verse 12, when he went into different regions and particularly in Samaria, the Bible says he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Paul preached the gospel of the kingdom, Acts 28 verse 30, teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ and also preaching the kingdom of God. So it is clear that Jesus preached the kingdom, the disciples preached the kingdom, Paul preached the kingdom of God. And when Jesus came into the synagogue, he was very clear about his mandate. And this is in Luke 4 verse 17 to 19, which is drawn out of Isaiah chapter 61. And the Bible says that when he opened the book, he declared very plainly, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." So the ministry of Jesus, who preached the gospel of the kingdom, would cover different aspects of human life. And we would regard this as the holistic gospel. You need to remember that Jesus is the kingdom personified, just like the spirit of mammon can be personified, meaning it takes on the nature of the one that has money. Mammon is a metaphor of money or wealth. And in the same way, the one who has the kingdom of God becomes a personification, or makes the kingdom become real. So Jesus Christ was the epitome of the kingdom of God being personified or being reflected through his life. That's why the kingdom is within us. But here we're talking about the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God, the preaching of the kingdom of God. And he gave clarity as to his mandate, as to why God had sent him and why he was anointed. And those six areas that you look at, which is the gospel to the poor, the healing of the brokenhearted, liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, liberty to the oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, when you think about that in our context, the gospel to the poor covers what we will call the social area of life. To heal the brokenhearted is the psychological aspect. This is the emotional and the mental side of life. Liberty to the captives is political. Remember that you also have to think of the context in which Jesus was preaching the kingdom. At that particular time, they were under Roman rule, and there was great oppression and captivity because of the Roman rule. This was prophesied through Daniel many, many years before that. And then the Bible says that the kingdom will come, And Jesus became the personification of the kingdom, but he was preaching the kingdom in the midst of of great political tension between Jews and the Romans. Recovery of sight to the blind can be physiological, meaning it can be physical healing, which Jesus did on many occasions. But remember that he also called the Pharisees and the Sadducees blind guides. And oftentimes he also said to the multitudes that you are blind and you are deaf. So when you think about recovery of sight to the blind, it is also religious, that people were blinded by the old covenant. They were blinded by ritualistic and traditional religion. They were blinded by the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So he also came to bring recovery of sight to those that were religiously bound by opening their eyes to understand what the kingdom of God was about. There was also liberty to the oppressed. And on many occasions, Jesus relieved people from demonic oppression. And this demonic oppression can be physical, like the man that was found amongst the tombs, who was cutting himself, and etc. So there was also physically people being released from oppression. And then to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord is financial. So if you look at these areas of life, all of us get affected by social issues, psychological issues, political issues, religious issues, physical issues, as well as financial issues. So the gospel that Jesus was preaching was holistic, and this is what he came to do. So the mandate in terms of Jesus preaching the gospel, bringing good news, is to not just get you out of an unsafe state into a safe state. You have to remember that when Jesus was preaching the gospel, it was first to the Jews. That even when the church was birthed in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, the preaching was first to the Jews. That's why the message was first repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance is for people that already know about what the kingdom was entailing. Later on, when Paul would preach to the Gentiles, he would say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because they had no notion of what the kingdom of God was about. The reason I'm emphasizing that is because you need to contextualize who Jesus is preaching to, what environment he is preaching in, and the message that he is bringing, which is a message of the kingdom. Now, the mandate of Jesus was holistic, and as mentioned, it comprised different aspects of life and society in general. Remember that the context he was preaching was under Roman rule. And when you read the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 11, there's a description of this army that came and took control of different regions. And although lots of people will describe that army as the Lord's army, you need to also understand that it was the Roman army. If you read it carefully, you will see that it is a description of the Roman army. The reasons I'm mentioning that, because these are the conditions that the gospel was being preached. Now, while salvation is part of the gospel, it is not the whole gospel. And we must know that the difference between just receiving the gospel of salvation and receiving the gospel of the kingdom determines how you really live life. I mentioned that in our first session. So if you had to differentiate between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom, I'll just highlight a few points in terms of its emphasis. And the reason that we want to highlight and differentiate, because if your mindset is only driven by a gospel of salvation, then you can miss out on the holistic mandate of the gospel of the kingdom. This is why people begin to separate the secular and the sacred, not understanding that the sacred influences the secular because of the way you have received the gospel of the gospel in general. So let's look at a few differences. Firstly, the gospel of salvation is all about winning souls. It's about evangelizing and bringing people to understand how to receive eternal life. But the gospel of the kingdom is not just about winning souls, but it is about producing and releasing and sending the sons of God. So you have to differentiate between the two. Now, in theological study, we have a study around what we call salvation. And when we look at the doctrine of salvation, most of the times the focus is on just receiving Christ into your heart and believing that he died for you. But the whole thing about salvation is that you are not just saved, but you have become the Son of God. So to understand what we mean, you need to know that there's a difference of just being saved as a soul and being developed and formed into being a son of the kingdom of God. And that is determined by what gospel you receive. Because remember that you can see the kingdom and you can enter the kingdom, but the inheritance of the kingdom is only given to those who are heirs of the kingdom. And to be a heir of the kingdom, you have to understand the whole aspect of sonship in the kingdom of God. So that in itself is a reorientation of our mind of the gospel. So the gospel is a gospel of sonship. And the gospel of sonship will help you to understand that you're not just there to see the kingdom or just there to enter it, but you are also there to inherit the kingdom and to give an expression of the kingdom of God. The gospel of salvation is also focused on heaven, or it's heaven-centric. But the gospel of the kingdom is more focused on being Christ-centered. What do I mean by that? Heaven-centered is about wanting to get to heaven. Christ-centered is about the Son of Man who is in heaven but is living on earth. In the same way, you and I, when we receive Jesus into our lives, we are seated with him in heavenly places, but the reality is we live on earth. And as the church, we need to know that when we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the will of God being expressed on the earth is dependent upon our understanding of the gospel of the kingdom. So the expression of that which is in heaven coming onto the earth is through a people. Heaven is God's throne, but the earth is his footstool. For God to tread on the earth, he needs a people through which he expresses himself. This is why we are called the dwelling place of God, when we are now God's abode. So the expression of that which is in heaven can only take place on earth through a people that want to see that which is in heaven come onto the earth. While heaven is a place that we will go to, because Christ is seated in heavenly places, when we die, our spirit man becomes part of the cloud of witnesses, and we are absent from the body and we were present to the Lord. But heaven cannot be a place that we think of just like how we think of earth, where we think that we're going to have a mansion and you're going to have a driveway and you're going to have green trees along the driveway and you got the picture that comes from Hollywood about how you're going to live your life in heaven. Why did Jesus die if he wants all that to be in heaven when you're supposed to be experiencing that on the earth as an expression of the kingdom of God? So because you receive a salvation that makes you heaven-centric, your entire focus is futuristic about what you can have now. So the gospel of the kingdom makes you more Christocentric to help you understand that you can personify what the kingdom of God is while you are on the earth. May the Lord bless and keep you. Amen.